downloaded all that last night.
PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pejon.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of the program. Today, well, this is the first of a few programs to talk about the little traveling that we did over the last 3 weeks. Now, we're not going to be doing it in order of countries and cities that we went to. In fact, I decided to do it in reverse order. Yes, reverse order. As you know, we started off in Paris, and of course, our last port of call was Frankfurt. Well, actually, Frankfurt was only for a few hours, as that is where we were leaving from. But today, we're going to first begin in the city of Esslingen in Germany. So, sit back and enjoy.
All right.
Er hat dunkelblondes Haar, wer hat ihn gesehen? Und er tanzt so wunderbar, wer hat ihn gesehen? Er trägt einen grauen Anzug und er sieht so traurig aus. Oh, ja, ich muss ihn wiederfinden.
Venki Myra, beginning today's program, and I'll tell you a little bit about how I got that song, actually a lot of the music on today's program, a little funny story behind that, and I'll tell you about that later on in the program. Well, our first port of call on this edition of Happy Station is the city of Esslingen in Germany. Now, this is a fantastic city. It's not that far from Stuttgart. It's only around 14 kilometers. But unlike Stuttgart, the city of Esslingen has a very unique character, and that's because of its medieval buildings. Now, there's a lot of information that this city actually dates back to around 1,000 years B.C. In the first century of A.D., the region became part of the Roman Empire, and the Romans even had a warehouse in the area, and there were a number of settlements and garrisons. There's not much left from the Roman period except for a few traces here and there. It's really the medieval period. Now, anybody who's been to a medieval city will realize that it is something very special. The houses are made of wood, stone, and clay. And of course, very often the doorways to many of the buildings, of course, are very small, probably maybe because people were actually, believe it or not, shorter back then. Now, this city actually goes back to the year 777. And what is amazing is that there are other, of course, medieval cities in the world that are very popular with tourists. But what's interesting about this one is that, yes, a lot of tourists do visit this city, but it's also a living, breathing, working city. It's not just tourists. People live there, have businesses there, local businesses for the local community itself, which is unusual with a lot of medieval cities. Now, on my first night arriving in Lessingland from the city of Dresden, where I spent a couple of hours, and before that a few days in Berlin, the friends who I was going to visit in the city, who've been living there for about 2 years, said, well, we must go to this wonderful restaurant. And I said, well, what kind of food is it? And they said, well, it's, you know, traditional German food. And I went, oh, lovely. I mean, lovely. I have to say, the food in Germany is absolutely wonderful. And this place is certainly no exception. So we walked through the little narrow streets to this restaurant. And on the first floor, it looked like an old-style restaurant. And then we walked through a little bit of a maze and headed down to a cellar. It is one of the oldest cellars, actually, in Esslingen, and also in Germany. It's about 700 years old. And it is absolutely beautiful. The stones are in incredible condition. And it is also decorated in a way of probably how a cellar would have looked around 700 years ago. The food is absolutely fantastic. And I honestly cannot describe to you what the food is like because it wouldn't do it justice. The only thing I can say is if you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, I will post some pictures of this restaurant that we went to give you an idea of what it's like. But like I said, it's absolutely extraordinary. After we finished our delicious meal around 10 p.m. that night, we took a quick walk through the city. A quick walk because it was raining. And as we were walking around, I kept thinking to myself, yes, you know, I have to see this place more. And that's when my journey started the following day. And the surprising things that I came across were quite unusual. A lot of very unusual things and a lot of funny little anecdotes that I will tell you about in a moment. Now, let's have another song. Now, this is a song that we have played on the program before. It was recorded a number of times and in various different languages. People in Southeast and East Asia, particularly in Malaysia, will know the song as O Malaysia. Dutch singer Annika Grenlo recorded it way back, way, way back, in Dutch called Brandenzalt. And Mina recorded it in German called Heibersand. Here's the German version of Brandenzalt. I don't know which one is the original version, but it's also in Malay, also in Cantonese, and also in English. Here's Mina. Mina with the German version of the song Branden sollt, that was made famous by Annika Renlo, and also in English, which was called O Malaysia, that was the German version Heiberzant. Now, the city of Esslingen. As I mentioned a moment ago, my first glimpse of the city was around 10 o'clock at night and it was raining. The following day, I had to explore the city even further, and I have to say, I was surprised. Now, everybody knows the history surrounding Germany and the end of the war, when Allied forces bombed a number of cities, Stuttgart, Berlin, and Dresden, and of course others. But the city of Esslingen was more or less untouched. The city itself was very well protected. And during the Second World War, actually towards the end of the Second World War, around 47,000 people moved to the city, mostly refugees displaced from East Germany, or what was known as East Germany. There, of course, were some housing developments that were made outside the area. So the city grew at that point. What I said is unique about it earlier on is because it is a living city. You know, it's not a tourist city. The old houses that you see, people are living in them and doing what people do in normal cities. So that's what makes it very, very special. When you walk around, there are a number of cafes and very nice restaurants and also a lot of interesting shops. There's also a couple of very small department stores, second-hand shops, and a very nice music shop, which I will talk about in a moment. And by the way, the music on today's program, well, most of it anyway, is actually from that music shop. The people in the city of Esslingen are also very, very nice. Now, my German is quite poor. I have enough to get by, but if you're asking me to have a very meaningful and complicated conversation, that is a little bit out of the question. I can do simple things, and surprisingly, finding people that speak English in the city is actually quite simple. The food is amazing, especially if you walk around in the morning when the various cafes and bakeries are all putting out the bread that they made very early on in the morning. I found a wonderful bakery near this church, which is absolutely stunning. And I went there around 9:30 in the morning, and they had just taken the bread out of the oven. Well, of course I had to stop by and have some, you know. So yes, it is a very, very, very special place. Now, there were some very interesting things that did happen when I was in the city. There is, of course, like in most parts of Germany, a big influence of Turkish cuisine. And I found a nice little Turkish restaurant that was very unique in itself because it wasn't just Turkish food, but it was also German food with a Turkish influence. It was kind of mixing the two together. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely stunning. It's the only thing I can say. Now, one of the other aspects of the city of Esslingen that is quite nice is, how do you view the city? Well, you can walk around, which of course is always very nice, but if you have a bicycle, you can visit, of course, the surrounding areas. There are a number of bike shops in the city that do rent bicycles, and it is a nice way to see the city, and then if you're up to it and have enough energy, go to the mountains where the vineyards are. There are vineyards that make a wonderful Riesling wine. And when I was there, I took the opportunity to do just that. Now you're saying to yourself, Keith, well, if you're visiting vineyards, you must be sampling the wine. And how did you drive the bicycle later? Well, I was sampling, how would I say, cautiously, because I do have a soft spot for a good Riesling. So I would have a few grapes here and there, and a little nip of wine time to time. So it was a very, very special experience. Now, getting back to the shops, we're going to take a listen now to another song. And this, of course, is some of the albums that I picked up when I was in the city. It's Bill Ramsey and Pigalla.
Pigalla, Pigalla, das ist die große Mausefalle mitten in Paris. Pigalla, Pigalla, der Speck in dieser Mausefalle schmeckt so zuckersüß. Da sieht man Türken, Perser, Inder und Chinesen. Wer auf der Welt was auf sich hält, ist da gewesen. Pigalle, Pigalle, so heißt die große Mausefalle mitten in Paris. Oh lala, ich bin da in der herrlichen Stadt an der Seine. Oh, ich finde Paris ja so schön. Doch heute Nacht hab ich was Tolles gesehen. Pigalle, Pigalle, das ist die große Mausefalle mitten in Paris. Pigalle, Pigalle, der Speck in dieser Mausefalle schmeckt so zuckersüß. Da sieht man Dänen, Deutsche, Schweizer und auch Schweden, die dann ein Leben lang von dieser Reise reden. Pigalle, Pigalle, so heißt die große Mausefalle mitten in Paris. Oh, 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 yeah! Sie kommen alle, alle, alle zum Pigalle. Zurück an die Zeit, bin zu jeder Beratung bereit. Wer was wissen will, dem sag ich Bescheid. Pigalle, Pigalle, das ist die große Mausefalle mitten in Paris. Pigalle, Pigalle, der Speck in dieser Mausefalle schmeckt so zuckersüß. Da sieht man Menschen aller Nationalitäten. Es rollen Franken, Dollars, D-Mark und Peseten. Pigalle, Pigalle, so heißt die große Mausefalle mitten in Paris.
Bill Ramsey and Pigalle. Well, one of the mornings that I took exploring the city, in the mornings when I was exploring the city, it was just to find different bakeries and different cafes to go to. And I got up really early one morning and had my bicycle, because I bought a bicycle in Berlin, which I'll tell you about on another program in a few weeks' time. So I had a bicycle and I was driving throughout the city, and I passed a place called Vinyl and Coffee. Two of my favorite things. Yes, two of my favorite things. Now, it was very early in the morning, so the place was closed. Later that morning, probably around 11:30 or 12 o'clock, I decided, well, I have to head there, because I looked through the window and I saw a lot of vinyl and a coffee machine. And I thought, oh, yes, perfect, perfect way to go through all kinds of recordings. So I went back there the next day, and there was a gentleman behind the counter by the name of Jürgen Klöb. And Jürgen, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly. And he is the owner of Vinyl and Coffee. So I ordered a cappuccino, and my first question to him was, du bist der Musik der Deutsche Schlager, and which is, do you have any German pop music? And he said, yes, a little selection over here. So I started going through it, which of course is the music that we're playing on, some of the music that we're playing on today's program. So I started going through that, and then in the process going through many, many others at the same time, including a large amount of 45 RPMs and some 78 RPMs. Now, the ones that I mostly bought were LPs. Some albums, actually, that I had been looking for some time. There was a series of albums put out, a number of years ago, called Single Hits. There's disc number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it was released on the Polyphone label, and it's singles of very famous German Schlager artists. The other ones that I picked up were Mireille Mathieu. The album is called La Dernière Valse, or in English, The Last Waltz. In French, of course, they didn't have the German version of it. The Fifth Dimension, Eric Rogers and his orchestra, with a wonderful Phase 4 London Decca recording. Venki Meira, who we heard at the beginning of the program. Hildegard Knief and Quincy Jones, which we will take a listen to later on. This is one of, I would have to say, one of my top five vinyl shops so far. It's small, it's intimate, and there's a lot to listen to. And the nice thing is they have some wonderful, a very nice dual turntable, and you can pre-listen to things before you buy them, which is, of course, always very nice to do when you're buying vinyl. So I would suggest that if you are going to visit Esslingen, go visit Jürgen at Vinyl and Coffee. The website for the shop is www.vinylandcoffee.oneword.de. That's www.vinylandcoffee.de. And if you are, of course, traveling, ask him to do the tax-free. So when you do leave Germany, you can either get the tax back or whatever. But anyway, very nice place to visit. And for vinyl-wise, the prices are very good and very competitive with things that you can find in other cities. I have to say, a little bit cheaper than Berlin, which, of course, is always nice, you know. The vinyl shops that I did visit in Berlin, which I will talk about on a future program, were quite expensive compared to this one. But anyway, do check out Vinyl and Coffee, owned by Jürgen. You can visit the website, like I said, www.vinylandcoffee.de. Well, time for another song from one of the albums that I picked up in that city. This one is called Vinny Vinny. It's a funny little number by De Tahiti Tamores. Scheint der Mond so rot. Vinny, 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 Vinny Vinny. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of today's program, the city of Essingen is not that far from Stuttgart. It's only around 14 kilometers. And I did make my way to Stuttgart one time. The friends who I was visiting on the Tuesday said, oh, on Wednesday night, we have something to do. Now, of course, it is October, and many people throughout Germany celebrate Oktoberfest. Now, there was a fairground that was set up not far, probably around I would estimate a 20 to 25-minute walk from the Mercedes-Benz Museum. Wonderful fairground. You know, the kind of, you know, Ferris wheels, all kinds of rides, city games, a lot of food everywhere, and some very delicious currywurst, which is a curry sausage served with chips. And we went there for this Oktoberfest celebration. Now, they said to me, if you've never been to one before, you really have to get into the spirit. And we had a large number of spirits, shall we say. It was rather interesting. We showed up around 5 o'clock in the evening, and there was a group of 10 of us, with some other friends from Germany, also China and Canada, and we were, and Taiwan, yes, and Taiwan as well, of course, and we were sitting around this table, and there was a Schlager band playing. There weren't too many people in the place, but then all of a sudden, about 90 minutes to 2 hours later, the place got jammed packed. And I was trying to think of a way to describe what it's like going to this kind of party or celebration. Many people, many young people, were wearing the traditional German Lederhosen, and the women were also wearing very traditional German clothing. Not all, but some. As the music started, people were literally, you know when they say dancing on the table? Well, they literally were dancing on the table and on the benches. Now, our ticket cost, I believe, it was around 18 euros, which included two beers, very large beers, just more than 1 liter, and a lovely half chicken. So we thought, well, we should eat first, and then we start drinking, which is, I think we may have done it the other way around. So yeah, we started doing the drinking, and of course, you sort of get caught up in the moment. During the 6 hours that we were there, one of the other tables said, schnapps for everyone, which also apparently included our table as well. So we downed a couple of schnapps, and I had another pitcher. It seemed actually larger than a pitcher. And really got into things. And it was... I'm speechless because I can't really describe it unless you really experience it. I have posted some pictures online from the event, and I'll give you a better idea if you can see it, you know. But we really got into things, and all of a sudden, you know, even though we had our own reserved table, after about 2 hours, it didn't matter because everybody was on everybody else's table. Some things were flying, and people were falling off benches and being captured by others. It was a lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun. And there was a band that would play in 15 to 20 minute intervals. And it was a very interesting selection of music, because at one point they would play classic rock and roll by Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, and the Beatles. Then they would play some hard rock, and then they would play some traditional German music, and then Schlager music. And what was quite funny is, as I have mentioned before, I'm a big fan of German Schlager music. And that's actually how I learned my German, from listening to singers like Roy Black, Bill Ramsey, and Rex Gildo, and others, and, you know, Katarina Valente. I learned the German that I do know from these songs. So every time these songs started playing, I knew the lyric. And it was very, very funny, because people would look at me and go, how is it you know this song? I said, well, That's how I learned my German. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, I am a little crazy myself. One of those songs actually happens to be one of my favorites, and they played it twice that evening. And when they did, everybody went crazy. Everybody went wild and was, like I said, dancing on the tables, dancing on the benches, dancing on the floor, dancing wherever they could. If they could dance on the ceiling upside down, they would also do it. And I think probably I was at one point. I don't remember. But anyway, we'll take a listen to that song right now. It was a big hit for Jürgen Markus way back in the early 1970s.
Wie war das doch gestern? Wer war ich noch gestern? Die Antwort weißt nur du, weißt nur du. Das noch dieselbe Straße, die ich schon seit vielen Jahren gehe? Ist das noch dieselbe Stadt, die ich im Licht der Sterne glitzern sehe? Bist du wirklich keine Fremde? Ist es wirklich keine Fantasie? Mir erscheint die ganze Welt verrückt, denn ich bin glücklich wie noch nie. Was einmal war, ist vorbei und vergessen und zählt nicht mehr. Eine neue Liebe ist wie ein neues Leben. Na, 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 na. Mir ist, als ob ich durch dich neu geboren wäre. Heute fängt ein neues Leben an. Deine Liebe, die Schulter war. Alles ist so wunderbar. Es kaum verstehen kann. Als die andere mich verließ, da dachte ich, das kann doch gar nicht sein. Und ich sagte mir, das Spiel ist aus, ich bleib für alle Zeit allein. Dann kamst du, das graue Gestern war vorüber, ehe ich mich versah. Denn schon nach dem ersten Kuss von dir war eine neue Liebe da. Eine neue Liebe ist wie ein neues Leben. Na, 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 na. Was einmal war, ist vorbei und vergessen und zählt nicht mehr. Als ob ich durch dich neu geboren wäre. Eine neue Liebe ist wie ein neues Leben. Na, 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 na.
Yes, one of the songs that I remember from the Oktoberfest party that we went to in Stuttgart. There was also another song that would play at the beginning and at the end of each set from the band that was there. And I am not going to sing it right now, but I do have a recording of it that we will use on another program. And when we do it, I all want you to lift your glasses and dance on the table. You are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And this is part one of a series of programs to talk about the travels that I recently did throughout the Netherlands, France, and Germany. Pretty much almost like the old, when Eddie Starts did the program back in the 50s. Of course, different. You know, don't compare me to Eddie Starts. It's the only thing I will say on that one. But anyway, enough of that. So yes, Esslingen. That's where we were. Now, I mentioned this church that I had a chance to visit. It was stunning. It was absolutely stunning. There, of course, are a number of old churches around the world that have been, say, remodeled over time. This one seems pretty much untouched. There's a lot of renovation work that is ongoing at this church. But they're doing such a fine job that they're restoring it to the original splendor. I suspect that when I head back in February, because I am heading back there in February of next year, the work will be ongoing. And I think that if you go back in 5 years, the work will be ongoing as well. Anybody who has seen the restoration of churches before will know that it's not an easy job, and it is always an ongoing process. But when I walked in through the side door, because the main door was closed off because they're fixing the complete front of the church, I was in awe. The statues are quite astonishing. The pews are the original pews. There are still sections of the original wood floor that was in the church, but that was replaced a number of years ago. The altar, the organ, the paintings on the wall, the ceiling is just, it's just breathtaking. It is absolutely just breathtaking. And at the back of the church, there's all kinds of information pamphlets about its history. And it's just, I can't describe it. It's one of those things, of course, that I can't describe it as well. And there is a little pathway that goes by the side. And if you walk up the pathway, it actually goes up to the mountains. And if you keep walking, you will get to an old castle, as well as the vineyards. So anyway, that was my little talk about the city of Esslingen. If you're planning a trip to Germany, I would suggest you head there. Now, next week on the program, we're going to be going to another place. As I said, we're doing this in reverse this time. So where is it going to be next week? Well, next week it's going to be Dresden and Berlin. So next week our little talk about the city of Dresden and Berlin. That's actually an interesting story in itself, but I'm not going to tell you too much about that right now. As I mentioned earlier, there was a nice little cafe and vinyl shop called Vinyl and Coffee in the city of Esslingen, where I picked up a number of LPs. To my surprise, I found an album that I used to have a very, very, very long time ago. And in the process of moving a number of times around the world, I actually lost my copy of it. It's an album put out by Quincy Jones called Walking in Space, which is one of my favorite Quincy Jones albums of all time. Quincy Jones and his orchestra were not really a touring band, they were more a studio band, and they put out some fantastic albums. So we're going to take a listen to a track from that LP right now. It's called Dead End, Walking in Space, that I picked up from Vinyl and Coffee in Esslingen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Quincy Jones and his orchestra, Dead and Walking in Space, from the album of the same name that I picked up in the city of Essingen in Germany at Vinyl and Coffee. Anyway, with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the program. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Once again, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. We're going to end today with another song that I picked up at that same shop, Vinyl and Coffee, Connie Francis with one of her German recordings, Schöne Fremder Mann, in English, Someone Else's Boy. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.